Hallelujah. Yes, yebazi bwenyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linya lya Mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamuli butya.
And how is your life?
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Nero mwagalize bisingo obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaawe.
Which come from God the Father.
Oya mulinako ebirowoozo ebirungi.
Who has the good thoughts to them.
Okumuwa enkomerero ennungi.
Give them a better end.
Okusinga entandikwaye.
Than the beginning.
Era ng'akyukira ddala ku round about.
And it turns right at the round about.
Yokuddayo okulowooza ebiri mu ggulu.
Back to think things in heaven.
I didn't know
they think that the Father is a son
for
us. And they don't get shameful of them to be called their God.
To
prepare a good city for
Jerusalem
them. Jerusalem of heaven. After they finish things of the world. And their scales moved well. 100 on the earth. Even 100 on heaven. The scales which are balanced. Which
is
not detestable to God. Provided us from the world, heaven prepared many other good things. We to balance our scales, seek things of the world we need, those of this moment, even of the heavens which are forever, and we always seek them like today. We thank the Lord
for
the good time has given us in His presence.
We
come on His mountain to be taught, as He promised us. Based in Micah 4, say in the latter days, come to pass the mountain of God's house, that is His church,
it's
on the top of all mountains, and there's a mountain of politics, the mountain of spiritual wickedness, the mountain of the spiritual
wickedness,
the economic mountain, the mountain of the clans, nations,
language,
the mountain of games and sports, and the mountain of the healthy moving of the world,
but the
mountain of the house of God, the church, the church of the holy ones, that comes back for without spot nor wrinkle,
is on
the top like today. In many nations, the flow come on this mountain as
explains
in the Isaiah 2 in the verse 1-5.
We
come to be taught by God, and we began His work,
we
met His Holy Spirit on His mountain to teach us, as promised in John 14:26. When the Spirit of truth will come, He will teach us all and remind us all.
So
indeed God teaches us to promise.
As
in Isaiah 48:17.
Now
we want to move on even today. Move on, get the teaching of God. Fulfill Proverbs 8. Accept my instructions and not silver.
And
make all nations and disciples. Matthew 28:18 and 20. Now we thank Him, God.
He
prepared us the best on the world and in heaven. The name of the Lord Jesus.
Jesus,
by His poverty appearing in His Holy Spirit, and even today we've come
to
get the riches of knowledge and the much power, it will come from God. That treasure in our vessels of clay in us today. And as we move on, see the call of God on this, our nation Uganda, in this era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. And we've looked much how this call was marked in the prophecies released in the AD. And we are seeing the vision, the Australian vision on this, our nation Uganda.
And
look to one point among them, that the man heading God's final work
is
meant to be like Prophet Elijah and as Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Give us Prophet Elisha. He gives us double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. And we still see under there, we look to this there, move on to looking to the
way,
anointing of the Holy Spirit in the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You see the way double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in its fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. And they are doubled. Work as the word of God is, it's to say, taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits of God from the word of God, bring you to be filled the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God,
no,
and to reach in double portion, and they are doubled,
no,
the filled light of the word of God,
no,
and the filled the knowledge of God,
no,
and his glory. Praise much Jesus. We began with the spirit of the Lord and the seventh seal. You see the way the Spirit of God, you see the way the Spirit of God works in the double portion as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that we first get out single portion,
then
after see the double portion.
So to charaba engeri omoyo wa mukama.
We still see the way the Spirit of God
works
in the single portion as the word of God is.
Still
move on with the fifth point. And we see the way the Spirit of God works in the single portion as the word of God is.
It's
the fifth point. It's another third part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this day, after looking to, and we see the image and the likeness of God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Spirit on their thrones. Praise Jesus much. So
if I've
finished the image of God the Spirit, the image and its likeness, how they are.
But
everyone who heading on to see
the
image and likeness of the body of God that he clothed on himself as the Spirit, right on a throne.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus much.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus. We say like this. After seeing the image and the likeness of God the Father, God the
One
we know as the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, right on their throne. Now we head on to see the image and the likeness of the body of God the Father, God the Word, and God the Spirit, that he clothes his Spirit, the glorious body.
Yes,
praise Jesus man.
So,
now we discovered it. Many say God is naked spirit, but God is not just naked spirit, but he has a glorious body. That today we had not to see, that is clothed right on a throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we remember we told in the John 4:24, we began like this. Let's read there, we hear
Yokana isule yokuna nolu nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
John 4:24.
Yokana isule yokuna olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
John 4:24.
Katonda guye mwoyo naba bamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mu mwoyo namazima.
Yes, you was when
you praise Jesus much.
Katonda kitafe
God the Father
guye mwoyo
is spirit.
Namusinza,
and those who worship him
kibagwanira okumusinza mu mwoyo namazima,
worship in the spirit and truth. On the part we've just finished,
we saw
God as the Spirit, how he appears, as his fullness as the Spirit, instead of seven spirits.
Yes,
the image of the likeness we are in, as the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It's
written in John 4, verse 24, not say that God is a naked spirit, say that God is spirit, and those who seek for him, and those who worship him, worship in the spirit and truth. Don't say God is just a naked spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
No,
that,
move to in the 2 Corinthians
chapter
3.
Even the Lord Jesus is spoken of being spirit. But it's not a naked spirit. Let's go in the Corinthians, we hear. 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Naye mukama waffe gwe mwoyo. Era waba omwoyo gwa mukama waffe we wabe dembe.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus man.
Naye mukama waffe.
But our Lord.
Mukama waffe, yes.
Our Lord Jesus.
Gwetukakatoko kuwatula nti Yesu yani.
That we say Jesus is Lord.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. Our Lord Jesus is spirit. Even where his spirit is, there is liberty.
We
discovered God the Father.
We began
with God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son. Our Lord Jesus. It was gotten from him and he manifested. Even his Holy Spirit.
One
portion came from the Father. Another portion came from God the Word the Son and he manifested.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Called the Spirit of God the Father and the Spirit of God the Word.
General
use that the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So according
to 2 Corinthians chapter
3,
let us repeat that verse.
2 Corinthians 3:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the Lord is the Spirit. Our Lord Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord Jesus is, there is liberty. Now God the Father is Spirit. And God, we know as the Son. He too is Spirit. Even the Holy Spirit is Spirit. But we saw the likeness of the Spirit. We saw the image and the likeness in the part we finished. But today we want to see He as God the Spirit.
The
image and the likeness of the glorious body he clothes.
How
does it appear on this throne?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Here in the Philippians 3 and the verse 21
are
told of the glorious body of God like this.
Philippians 3:21. Nti aliwanyisa omubiri ogw'okutoowazibwa kwaffe okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye ng'okukola okwo
batuve ku lwabiri okutegeera obulungi.
Philippians 3:20. Kubanga fe waffe muguru. Eraje tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo. Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Olwabiri mu olumu. Aliwanyisa omubiri ogw'okutoowazibwa kwaffe. Okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye. Ng'okukola okwo bwe kuli okumuyinzisa n'okussa ebintu byonna.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Because
our citizenship is heaven,
if we
wait our Savior to come from there,
he change
our lowly bodies,
equate
it to the glorious body of his we possesses in heaven. It means God the Father, God the Word, as the Son, the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, they have a glorious body
which,
not like this ours.
And
they shouldn't deceive you that God is the naked spirit. God created us and we are spirit. Us with the body. He too is like that. God is the Spirit. The Spirit has an appearance.
He
clothes it with a glorious body.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Get back read Genesis 1. Chapter 1, verse 26. 27. Speaks this in the creation of man. Genesis 1:26.
Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenge eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi. 27. Katonda natondo omuntu mungeriye mungeriya katonda moya mutondera omusajja no mukazi bwe yabatonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda
God
yatondo omukazi no musajja.
Created the man and the woman
muchifana nchira mungeriye
image and likeness.
Katituinza gamba.
Now we cannot say
tikatonda moyo mwere.
God is the naked spirit.
Kubanga abatu tonda muchifana nchira mungeriye.
Created us in his image and likeness.
Yatonze ko part iliyo yo moyo yo.
Created only the spiritual part on us.
Yetwara bako enzibu eyo kulaba.
So which is hard to see.
Kubanga omoyo gu.
For your spirit.
Guli mungeriye chifana ngecho mubiri
gu. The form of the image of your body.
Chino chambaru
choyamba. This one is the cloth you've clothed.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Kati neka tonda okutuko robulunje muchifana nichi.
God make us good in his image.
Nemungeri.
In his likeness.
E umoyo ngaka tonda umoyo.
His spirit as God's spirit.
Aline chifana nyine chikura ngabwe tulabwe tufana
ngabwe. Image and the likeness as we two appear.
Etu alaba umoyo umoyo nga ye katonda.
So the spirit him as God.
Ngakolebwa obujufu nentandikwa.
Made of the fullness and the beginning.
Ye miyo yomosha.
Of the seven spirits.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wabulera ayamba ye yamba zombiri ogwe chitiwa.
He clothes himself a glorious body.
Eranga nafe bwetuli ye miyoyo.
Just as we two are spirit.
Na yenga yatuambaza ebibiri.
But clothed us with bodies.
Ejato wazibwa muchitiwa.
Those which were lulled in glory.
Kala bantu
now many people
think
where God is on his throne
meant
to have a body which is visible. Most people say that is a naked spirit
that's
never written or spoken about. He
says
the naked spirit lies made us in his image. Where would we have gotten bodies when himself has no body?
Yes,
praise Jesus. As written in Ecclesiastes, for standing we in his image, Ecclesiastes 12, he
says,
body goes down to the dust,
yet
spirit goes back to the God who gave it. So inside us, we have the spirit and it's us.
It,
we clothe the body as we see it outwardly. God to make us well in his image.
He made
us and we have a spirit as us.
And your
spirit is in the likeness as your outward body.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. It is like the housing you're clothing. Even God where he is, even though he is spirit,
as
likeness of image as we see it, of the human being,
yet makes
it a glorious body he clothing.
For
it appears and is tangible, you can touch him.
Something
hardened to people to understand.
Yet
those who seek God, they will see him.
And
right now we can see him.
And
we seek in his holy book. And we look for knowledge and understanding. And
they
all get to be easy.
In
Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and
7.
Ecclesiastes 12 from verses 6.
Omugu ogwa feza nga teguna sumulukuka, n'ekibya echa zabu nga tekinnamenyeka, n'ensuwa nga tennayatika ku luzzi. Nenna muziga nga tannayatika ku kidiba. Olw'omusanvu, enfuufu nedda mutaka nga bwe yali. Omwoyo negudde eri Katonda yagugaba.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyi oyabizibwamu wabiri.
You know, if you are destroyed into two parts,
omubiri gwo guddayo kubanga gwajibwa mu nfuufu eya zaabu.
Back for it was got from the dust of gold.
Ate omwoyo gwo neguddayo eri yagugaba.
And spirit goes back to the one who gave it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekiriwa kiriba kiti abooluganda.
What is this, brethren?
Fe okujjako nga tusose naffe olumu ne twetegeera.
We except we first understand ourselves.
Wetuyinza ate okutegeera ne Katonda.
The way we can understand God.
Kubanga ye kennyini yagamba nze mbakoze mukifaananyi kyange.
He said, I've made you in my image.
Ne mu ngeri yange.
And in my likeness.
Kati ekizibu kye tulina.
Now the body we have.
Tetumanyi nti mufe.
We don't know that
tulina mupaati eyo.
We have the second part. We have the spirit
which is
in the image
and
likeness of the outward body.
When
the spirit has no private parts.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
That
original part which appears like God. When
you
say, let's make a man and a woman
in
our image and our likeness.
Right,
two parts speaking of that is of your spirit. For your spirit of that sister and the brother, they are the same.
No
private parts.
Naye.
But this outward body, what differentiates us
Yet
after, we are going to unclothe it.
Glory which is gloriously like a coat.
It has not these parts. Now to understand in the midst there,
but
is where he speaks in the Job 10.
If we move
on to cover us with flesh, bone, and skin,
but
what he covered us with, it's the body, the glory body.
Gets it from the body
of his glory, the image,
likeness
of the glorious body of God in heaven. Let's read we here.
Job 10 from verses
9.
Jukira nga wamumba ngettaka. Era olinziza na temunfufu. Olinyole 10. Omubiri gwange togutuludenga amata nokwasanga amata makalu.
Olide bwagamba.
You hear what he said.
Agamba omubiri gwange.
Want to say my body.
Chitegeza yenga yewali.
As him is there.
Ye moyo yenza yogera.
The spirit me speaking.
Neni no mubiri gwange.
But have this my body.
Ati njogera bwenti.
Now speak like this.
Udumo terugamba mukono gwange.
Then you say my hand.
Nenga gwa yogera
gwoli munda. You speaking your inside yourself.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that? Now this body was covered, but our spirits, real image as you see this body, the body remains, the spirit checks out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God made us image like his. We as people,
they
teach all creation God, how he appears.
It's
one of the major works. That's why we created this image and in likeness. That show all creations how God appears. The spiritual part, we teach it to people. Even of the body with clothes.
That
God too is like that in heaven. His image and the likeness.
In
the spiritual part, the spirit
is
just like you see us. Because it's of high glory,
it's
made of fullness of seven spirits, the beginning of the seven spirits that we saw last time.
Come,
image of the body clothes us. This one is in a low glory.
It shifts
us to the glory like of his body.
It's
why he is not naked spirit, but he has a glorious body. Let's finish in Job here.
Job 10
and verse 11.
Wanyamba zediba no mubiri. Era wangata wamu na magumba nebinywa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Agamba onongo moyo nganzi.
As the spirit as me.
Okusanyamu Yobu agamba.
According to Job he said,
wanyamba zediba
lirilo. Lord, you clothe me with the skin.
Nenyame dako.
Even the flesh next
no there. Wamu na magumba.
And you join me together with the bones. I don't know you've understood.
He
said, but he clothed me. Don't you understand something? Now where God is, God truly is spirit. In this spirit, as God,
he
saw his image and the likeness. Praise Jesus much.
In
the fullness of the seven spirits, him which make his fullness
in
the beginning of them, seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. Yet where
he
is,
God
is spirit in the image like ours. He clothes a glorious body
in
the likeness of the image we are in, yet it's of higher glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. One of what failed that one
understands
that we as creations, we as human beings,
the
reason why we created in God's image and likeness, we teach all creations,
even
all angels,
that
God looks like this. Now we fail to understand. This body was just lowered in glory.
But
the glorious body he has like in our image and likeness. Not find God with 10 eyes. Seven eyes appear in his seven spirits. Where he sits on his throne. He appears with 2 eyes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. try to bring you the image which can show you how he appears.
Yet
others we still making them. That body, the glorious body you see, is
he
as the spirit is inside it. Just as you are, you original spirit, you're in the body.
People
just to understand under the sun.
We did not
understand ourselves.
Sometimes
you shake, you cry, they have died. They have escorted them to hell. After you say they let, he went as if you buried them. We do not understand. Outward one, not us, which appears like me inside it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Can you know now you gain a master?
Please move on to understand.
Now
we see the seventh seal, which is on the word of God. Made of the spirit of the Lord.
He alone
explain how God began.
Which
is the beginning and the end. He alone can explain us
the image
and the likeness of God. As we hear today, the image of his
spirit,
the likeness of his spirit, even the image and likeness, the body is clothed as he got the spirit.
Speak
of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Those,
some of what's hidden in the seventh seal,
seal
of the Spirit of the Lord.
Now
when we take it all from the word of God, begin to see and to understand. Now you've been filled with the Spirit of the Lord,
but
filled wisdom, understanding and counsel,
in
power and knowledge, in the fear of God, as His fullness is. Filled light of the word inside us,
in
light of the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Some
now we know all brethren.
2
Corinthians 5 speaks and it tells us this,
that
we while in this body, we groan, we clothe the one from heaven.
And
why don't I show you this? Most people say, cannot say God as a body.
Not
only body of flesh. Don't think of heavenly bodies. Don't ask whether angels are they naked spirits. The Bible says
angels
be sent to serve us.
Think
they come when they're naked spirits, them to have a body of heaven.
We do
in this lowly body, in the image of the glory of God in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
think of that word. Let's move on. We hear
2
Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe eyensiisira y'omunsi eri abizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda, ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omuggulu. Olunyo olwokubiri, kubanga tusindira mwenu nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu. Olunyo olwokusatu, bwe tuliyambazibwa mpozzi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere.
Owulidde bulungi?
You heard well.
Agamba nti nga ndi mu nsiisira
eyo
ate njayana okwambazibwa guli,
running be clothed the other body which comes from heaven.
Mpozzi nga nze omwoyo,
me as the spirit,
nemesinganibwa nga ndi mwoyo mwerere.
Don't be found a naked spirit.
Kubanga bona ayambula guno
nga tulina kuva body without the body from heaven, you found naked spirit.
Agamba nemo kusinganibwa nga ndi,
I don't be found naked.
Naye njagala kusoka nyambazi bwo kuva mu
ggulu, must be clothed the body from heaven.
Sikulanga bwe banyambulira,
when they unclothed me,
singanibwa ndi mwoyo mwerere,
I found naked spirit.
It's
true, God is not a naked spirit. Can he leave himself like that?
He's
naked spirit. We too got from his fullness.
As
this
is
John 1:16. From his fullness we are all given.
As
gave a portion of spirit, we too have them in us. Didn't leave us naked spirit. Where we are clothed the body of low glory. Yet in this body, we groan because the one from heaven. When we've been unclothed this one, the low glory, don't be found a naked spirit. Found clothed the body from heaven. If we too, brought in the image of God and the likeness from his, our spirit, our body outward, don't accept remain naked spirit. Now, God is the one who is naked spirit. We too say no. God made the body a glorious one in heaven and it's ours.
Just
which is like yours, which is glorious.
But
we grown while in this body. We are clothed the one from heaven. Lest when we unclothed, we are found naked spirits. If they find your naked spirit, you do not clothe the body from heaven, they will clothe you the body of hell. Spoken in Lamentations chapter 4.
It's
like a stick bent, like an olden sack.
And they pack it in,
they don't leave your naked spirit. And there you dare speak words of God which are shameful. That is a naked spirit. We don't accept our spirits created.
His
fullness, we don't allow to be naked. Familiarization of like that. Those religion who first failed to understand God, wanted to understand him in your wisdom,
and
understand God in God's wisdom. Spoke God is naked spirit.
When you
led the falsehood of Satan,
would
blaspheme God, that God is a naked spirit.
And
what is this to be naked spirit?
That's
familiarization and abusing God. You know a spirit naked? Go and clothe yourself. And clothe yourself, then come out public here.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So, Abuganda.
Now, brethren, let's not follow invented stories.
As
God accepted double portion of anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled.
What
God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, is where we have based
all
the secrets of God's final work.
In
the Spirit of the Lord, he explains us, takes off seals from scriptures to explain us God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit himself, how he is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Those
seek them in the entire world understand them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we finish in the Corinthians, wanted us come from ourselves
in
the image of God, enter to see how he is. He created, teach all creation. When they see us, they say, look at people in the image of God.
Yet,
don't know how are we in the image of God. Can you dare explain that? Few people understood inside them they have spirits.
Have
image of the body they have clothed. Yet what deep
parts
has no private parts like of the outward body, which defiles us from
outward.
People get contentions.
How
God
created
man and woman in his image? Okay. How come about
God,
man or woman, what is about him? There came a problem. Understand the spiritual part.
That
spirit, how does it appear? Kati kulio moyo kweke nyini. The spirit you yourself.
It,
image. You in the original image. Of God. Body your clothing.
It's
also in the image like that. But the first one is said. Beginning, I was one meant to create people and they don't give birth. And they create them direct Adam and Eve.
It's
time.
Plan B.
Plan B came in place.
Man entered
the body lowered in glory.
Have
mind of themselves give birth.
Give
them bodies of low glory. And put funny parts there.
That
help each other release offspring from themselves. And have families which are like us. Yet when we go in the other of heaven, Mark 12, he said, we shall be like angels. No marrying, no getting married. I will have no parts demand us to marry. Neither to get married.
He went
back in that of his glory. Let's read Mark as we hear.
Mark is truly your community.
Mark 12:25.
Kubanga webali zokira mubafu, tebali wasa, so tebali waira. Naibali banga ba malaika abomuguru.
When we raise up from the dead, there is no marriage, no getting married. We shall be like angels in heaven.
Can find
angels who wants a woman, a man. Body they have, it's of glory. It has no parts demanding them. Some of you cut off them for they have become a problem to you.
You
say, Lord, that's why did you create them on me? I lowered your glory in the body. The glorious one, you killed it yourself. When you were in the garden, I gave you this one. Now you struggle with it.
Even
if you command to commit adultery. He lowered his glory. He put parts upon it.
Others
which can't be touched easily. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God much for teaching us and to renew our mind to understand Him.
I
have a question for profiting many. We saw of the Spirit just as we moved on
seeds.
And this body which is perishable,
it has the
image of our spirits. We saw this spirit as high, the hands in the other part.
Now,
on this body which dies, there are parts which now easy. And those parts, here is the question. What connects them to work yet on the spirit? There is no their portion.
We saw
the sea of the physical eyes. Inside and the light in the spirit releases out. These parts. You know, that electric wire, you can connect on it like 10 bulbs on one wire. There is one
system,
they get out other parts. It's on your spirit. But because you are overloaded,
most, that,
you can even wake up when you switch off, yet it's on.
Now,
on your spiritual system. When they tell you, for example, that tap power from seven spirits to your spirit, in the seven eyes, they can connect on anything.
Yes.
The system is one. They connect on the ear, and this
And this quiz your
toy and it senses to the mind.
And
the system they connect,
it's
still on your spirit.
But
disconnected does not make meaning on the spirit. I give an example.
You see that
electric wire holding the bulb.
You can
connect many other bulbs on that same wire.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. What can we call it? You can be on your phone and you connect many others on that same phone. And the whole area at the same time.
And
this spirit has much ability. That's why you see a demon can come disconnect your spirit
and
connects on your entire system of your body. And it mocks you when you don't understand.
And it
makes you do everything you want. As we tell you this and this, you say, I don't know that.
Well,
it disconnected you. And it disconnected your system. And it connected itself on it. And that's what we call being possessed.
Possessed
humans
by demon.
The human spirit is possessed by demons.
Muruganda mchira mude.
Alikempeo.
Wani?
Kubera kempeo. Something like that.
Baga kubera kompeo na ite chivayo
bulu. Does it come out clear? How do we call it in Uganda?
Kubanga possessing you. Kubanga amaridua.
Possessed as if you've been consumed the entire of you.
Ngo chupa ingiduwa mwoyo.
Ngo chupa your spirit.
Kuri guanga kwe kuna bikao.
Other is the one which manifests.
It
uses your body system. It even speaks.
Don't
familiarize me. Yet uses your body system.
That
is the fourth heaven.
What
on your spirit, what they connected when they hear.
In
the second heaven, we start the four living creatures. Four living creatures come all our spirits. Those given bodies on the world. Then we start them out there in the second heaven. Inside the system of yours.
This
you cloth outward. On the parts. There are wires inside. There are plenty of them. This outward you see, it's not what they call the real susu. That too is the cloth of it. The others are wires.
And
it is the main wire. You, as the man, you know it.
Those
you take the things of the body, and I'm not on that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Have said everything I'm beating Misuwa.
Many times you call them veins.
These maninga wire.
We know them as wires.
Oh, wiring a mount.
For they just wired them. Let's even leave that.
I've
told you where we shall start from. So still move on to see.
The
image and likeness
of
the glorious body of God right on their throne.
That clothes
as God the Spirit, the one he clothes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope that things you've understood.
What
you get out of your mind that God is naked spirit. If you still hold it, not be able to know his glorious body.
Wanted
you first enter different scriptures. First get the scriptures. Understood it's true. God created us in image and likeness.
We
have the spiritual part. It is in his image and likeness.
We have
the body of low glory.
That
clothed us in his image still. Of the likeness of the spirit.
As you see
how a phone appears inside it,
yet
it has
it's
housing the outward we touch.
You know
the buttons you press on your phone. That's not the real phone. But that's the housing of the phone. But you press and you press on the real
two,
you press
two and two,
but the original two is on the real phone inside it.
If
you brought a phone which has been opened here,
yes,
praise Jesus. I think you've ever opened the phone. Now in all, true God has a glorious body.
When we
started last time we saw
in 1
Corinthians 15 that there are bodies of the world and those of heaven.
But those
heaven are in a different splendor.
That
God moves higher in glory than ours.
Abakorinse ekisooka esule ye 15 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu omwenda.
First Corinthians 15 from verse 39.
Emibiri gyonna si mubiri gumu, naye omulala gw'abantu n'omulala gwa nsolo n'omulala gwa nnyonyi n'omulala gwa byannyanja olunyo olwana. Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'oku nsi, naye ekitiibwa ky'egy'omuggulu kirala nature jomusi chirala.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The glory of earthly body is another. The glory of heavenly bodies is another.
So Katona chitafe watu deku na morongi.
God the Father where he sits on the throne.
Ne Katona chigamu.
Then God the Word.
Mutumanyingo mwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Mukamafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
No moyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yasara wukureke ntebe yechisa.
Started to leave his master seat.
Abakumanga tuduwari kuna morongi.
If he sits on the throne.
Ya tuandiyabia kumubiri guwe chitivo guwe muguru.
Glorious body. Body of heaven. Now do not think God in heaven, the throne where he sits, he is the naked spirit. He has a body he possesses. This happened in the journey of heaven.
To
be able to appear, be like prophet Moses. He who saw things of heaven and he brought them on the world.
Now,
journey of heaven, I was able to see all that. Understand how they will be explained. The anointing of the double portion.
After
man meant to hit God's final work on the planet earth,
he would
be like prophet Elijah,
Moses.
The first double portion of anointing appeared in prophet Elijah. That double portion started to
perceive
the spirit of the Lord.
Our first
double portion as the word of God is, we take off the seal, the seven of the spirit of the Lord from the Holy Scriptures,
to
feed you the spirit of the Lord,
feed
you the light of the word,
what's
spoken under the spirit of the Lord,
and
reach the full knowledge of God and his glory.
As
today we study in single portion,
point
in this our 50th point, in the third part,
then
we see the image,
the image,
likeness of the body of God, the glorious body that clothes on himself as the spirit, right on the throne or on their throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So now
in all brethren, we've heard still,
we have
heard in the Philippians 3:21,
if
we are told this word,
Philippians 3:21.
Philippians
3:21. Okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye, ng'okukola okwo bwe kuli okumuyinzisa n'okusa ebintu byonna wansi we.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our body is in a low glory of the world, yet he will exchange it
and
shift it to the glorious body like he possesses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Don't think God is a naked spirit.
We've
understood is God the Father.
God
the Word we know as the Son. The Lord Jesus.
And
God the Holy Spirit.
Whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord.
You want
up to see them.
Even
to touch, shake their hands.
Well,
so we shall see with him eye on one. And
you
wipe away our tears. tears, he has no hands, his naked spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In the Revelation,
he will wipe our tears away. Now, how is he to do that if it's naked spirit? Where is that scripture? Revelations 7, the verse 16.
Tebaliruma njala nate, tebaliruma njala nate, so tebaliruma nyonta nate, so na umusana tegulibocha, ne wankubadoku ocha kona, onyole 17. Kubanga umwana gwendiga ali wakati w'entebe, anabalundanga, era alibaleta eri enzizi ezamazza ag'obulamu, era Katonda alisangula buli zziga mu maaso gaabwe.
God wipe away tears. He's going to wipe them with what? Is he going to wrap them with portions of fingers, small ones? Or if he's naked spirit, but they say where he possesses a glorious body. Bible says in the Psalms, he covers himself with the sun as a garment. Someone is going to clothe clothes and they have no body. Now you see his whole that madness. God is not naked spirit, friends. How is he to make himself garments, clothing? And he clothes them to what? Let us read the Psalms.
First,
blot away foolishness of ignorance. Most of us, we grew up in that. I grew up
in
God's naked spirit would never appear. You know, there's something we speak of. We told you God on his throne. How come we don't see him when he fills heavens and earth? That we are to see it in a double portion.
Is what
called the fullness of his body. In the image of his body, likeness of his body on the throne.
Zaburi esule yechikumi mwenya noru nyiri olisoka.
Psalms 104 from verse 1.
Webaze mukama gwe meme yange. Ayi mukama Katonda wange. Oli mukuru nnyo. Oyambadde kitiibwa n'obukulu. Oli nnyo olwokubiri. Eyebikka omusana ng'ekyambalo. Atimba eggulu ng'ejjiji.
Wegamba.
He covers himself with light as a garment, a cloth. And all his cloth is shining. Naked spirit, how did he clothe it?
There
are some things to get out of our heads. We are here to restore olden foundations. You know, Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? It means they are to get destroyed. The righteous, it becomes righteous for believing.
And
faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
If
foundations of the word of God,
those
explain them, they are perverted them. How can the righteous stand? How can they survive and live? Remember, they wait to hear the word of God. They move on to believe. See how you pervert them, that God is naked spirit.
See,
maybe it's the word of God in that I believe it.
But
they have nothing to do then. What's preached seeming right? Most of those who hear us say, but we don't even know. People claim they're the only ones who know God. We don't just claim. You're out there and you know him. We don't stop you. Let's move on to proclaim it to the world.
He
said the earth will be filled with knowledge of God. Nothing you can do to fill knowledge of God. Now you don't know him. We
do
not found it in the world. That's why it tells us we are here who know God. It's the ministry ours here. new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. We understand them. For now we see the glorious body of God.
That
we have seen is not a naked spirit. God, we know Him. It's not just to speak of it. Something they speak ebiringama gezi okumanya. Yeah, it's not knowledge. Someone can have ebiringo okumanya. And they say, I know. And they say, begin to explain. God has no end, neither beginning. That too is knowledge. Where is it written? It's not good to know scriptures. Knowing scriptures, not knowing. And you say, you, God said, look
in
my book and read. Now you want us to know Him from where? That we researched it and He's a naked spirit. You used which head? That your head you have
which
has brains don't equal to a number of kilograms even? Doctor, how many kilograms does brains hold?
You
compact knowledge of God when you have the spirit of God, it explodes. It blows out. We who have piled us is the Spirit of the Lord. If you began to look for them when He's not there. You begin to speak of God as a naked spirit. And maybe as a body, you begin to feel your capacity exploding. Maybe the world is rotating. You get mad even. Read them now and they wonder. But these are heavy. Your brain is what is right. They need to be added with powers of the Holy Spirit. Most of us failed mathematics. Mathematics, one what we have called hard subject.
Yet,
mathematics of knowledge of God is beyond. solutions which failed on the world cannot solve a solution of knowledge of God. Except the Spirit of God we is chosen out and powered on power on us and anointed us which explains
to solve
solutions who is God. Some of the wild solutions which failed people on the sun to explain.
The
end it says a naked spirit and they gave up on art. They say the one leading us in this work
has to
be like the heir of the throne of David, that speak as King Solomon and is wise by the Spirit of God. And extremely wise.
And
wisdom
cannot
be challenged. No one has been with it under the sun. If they called you now, come explain us God as Spirit, how He appears.
Remember
the problem to begin to open, reveal Him. Reveal God as a spirit. Reveal God the body and show it. And you show even His clothing. On the throne alone. The double portion becomes the fullness.
You
need this one with wisdom.
As heir
of the throne of David. The heir was who? King Solomon. Spoken of what? In all the generation, no one was wiser than him before. Now others are angered.
Reach
that is to grieve people out there. Now what do you see yourself?
We thank God for that. For there's nothing we gave him. He's asked us, what do you want? He said, Lord, give me a wise and understanding heart. He said, I've given you. Even the rest you've not asked. In that time when I asked for things, many pastors were there in the entire world, yet they asked for riches and power. And they had no quality as for wisdom and understanding in the knowledge in great and major things. They asked power, they asked them what they are going to use it for. That they will be great men of God. And they asked for riches and the others. To use them for what? And they make honors for themselves. I don't know you, what were you asking for?
When you asked
wisdom and understanding, okay. You wanted to use them for what? Those two are reasons they asked them to you. They
see,
want to be lifted yourself above others, they don't give you.
What
many generations and they hang there like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
when you get to Job, see the body God as spirit clothes, appearance on the throne. Job chapter 4 and the verse 15.
Job chapter 4,
verse 15. Job chapter 4, verse 15.
Awomoyo neguita kumaso gange. Enviri ez'omubiri gwange ne zinva ku mutwe. Olunyolo 16. Gwayimirira buyimirizi. Naye ne siyinza kwetegereza bwe gufaanana.
Katonda ng'omwoyo. God as a spirit.
Obosobola okuwulira nti ayimiridde.
You can hear that he is standing. You can feel he is around.
Yet,
many times you cannot see him. But if you want you to see him,
moves
on clothe himself his glorious body. And then you see of him.
The
word standing.
Meant
to be full well. The one without hands, it's hard to stand. And the one without a head, it's hard to stand. And the one without legs, it's hard to stand.
Hard
to say someone is standing. And they have no legs. Is it not that? If they were seated,
then
they have no hands, how could they rise up to stand? You know,
if
you have no hands, you can get hardness to stand up. You can't balance even walking. For both of them, move in motion to balance you.
But
if you have no head, then it is worse.
Yobu esule yokuna noru nyiriri ule kumina umukaga.
Job 4 verse 16.
Gwa imirida bu imirizi. Na yene si inza kwete gereza we gufana na. Echifana nchali mu maso gange.
Agamba wadu wangeri echifana nyiri. There was a form of image and likeness.
Chiyari ageza kukubanga uli nanti echifana
nyiri. Tried to feel echifana nyiri. As the image.
Inga juki latuma inche echifana nyiri na feche nyiri chukulimu.
Image it's the body we are. With
no
even that spirit is in the
that
same. As God's spirit has an image and the likeness that we saw all.
He
clothes himself the glorious body.
Job chapter 4 verse 16.
Job chapter 4 verse 16.
Wali woku sirika. Nempulide doboze liogeda anti. Olinyole kumino musambu. Omuntu afa alisinga Katonda obutuukirivu. Omuntu aliba mulongoofu okukirya ya mukola.
Omwoyo mutukuvu yatandika okwogera. The Holy Spirit began to speak.
Ningulu zaita ina mumwa.
But you think he had no mouth?
Remember, the Spirit was standing. He showed the Holy Spirit was standing on this world. Though we shall see His fullness, He can make work in heaven and earth. But the truthful which is,
He's
throne the master seat,
where it
appeared in the image of a throne. He left it.
It's
called the Spirit of Grace. And
the
seat is called the master seat. Yet he does not sit in it.
Said
that is right on this world. He manifests on the world.
Said
that remained in the form of spirit alone. We told most we did not appreciate him.
And
there can appear evil spirits. And you call them the Spirit of God.
Oh
God, the Spirit. Till he taught us his fullness. Ask him where is wisdom and understanding. The
counsel,
power and knowledge. Fear God, for they must be within you. And as you go to the Spirit. And that is God the Father is, and God the Word.
Those
understood them, now we can manifest.
Most
say he's in the world.
But
how many have ever seen him? And how we do have understood him? He came down on the world, is there. He left his glory, the master seat of his,
where he
manifests his body. And he came on the world.
Most,
if we insist and we differentiate him, and we yearn for him, riches begin to do his work, yet we don't see him. Is it not that? How many have ever seen him work? And he heals without payment, and he raised the dead, yet doesn't appear.
They
don't see him, yet he is working. What caused him not to be seen?
Bible
speaks in John. John chapter 14.
It speaks,
after we've understood him, we shall see him. He will come out to be seen. Even the Christ
means
manifest his glory in the Holy Spirit.
Say,
I remain appearing to you. And you say, why not unto the world? Because I'm leaving you till you leave. And the confused people,
you
remain appear as he is.
No.
After Christ raised up, they called him a demon, he told them. A demon does not eat.
It has no
bones which you can touch.
Doesn't
take time standing there.
When
it fakes a body, just a few minutes began to disfigure itself.
It
spent 40 days on the world.
It
has a glorious body that ascended within heaven. For flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we ended, as we heard, we have been told that the Spirit stood before him,
yet
not move on to see it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yet,
so it had an image and likeness. That's what I try to bring you to understand. The Holy Spirit is there moving. We don't see him. He
walks.
What we do, what hindered him be seen?
So
at times we've seen his works. For knowledge of him has not been there.
We've
headed on to John 14.
Able
to see that issue.
We
moved on to know. See, the Spirit is there.
He
can make a body for himself. And he manifests. That is possible. As God the Father appears on his throne,
even
God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus. Let's read in the John 14:17.
Yokana esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
John 14:17.
Omwoyo wa mazima. Yokane sura ye 14 olunyiriri olwe 16.
John 14 verse 16.
Nange ndisaba kitange na yali bawo mubeze omulala. Aberenga namwe emirembe n'emirembe. Olunyiriri 17. Omoyo wa mazima ensigo eteyinza kukiriza kubanga temulaba.
Omoyo wa mazima.
The spirit of truth.
Ensigo eteyinza kukiriza.
The world cannot believe.
Kubanga temulaba.
But they don't see him.
Yokana esole ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwe 17.
John 14:17.
Tiomoyo wa mazima ensigo eteyinza kukiriza kubanga temulaba so temumanyi mwe mumumanyi kubanga abeera gye muli era anaabanga mu mmwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mumumanyi,
you know him.
Mumulaba,
you see him.
Kubanga abeera
gye muli. Dwells unto you
era anaabeeranga mu
mmwe. And shall be in you.
Okubeera gye tuli.
Dwelling unto us. He moves around us.
Then mufe.
Being in us.
Atura ku bujuhu
bwe nakora. Gets his fullness put in us.
Natumulaba.
And we see him.
You can
be in the vision, you see him on his throne, yet he is within you.
In
time has come, he appears openly. Don't see that he heals, but he appears. He touches the neck of the lame, we see, and he makes him walk. And then he moves away. The body clothes, he takes it off. And he vanishes, move away. And as he's moved, he will raise.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Now
we shall ask him question, prove whether he's the one. Understood if God the Spirit made the fullness of
service.
Understand how they work.
Why to my trouble? I'm against you.
That of wisdom only works
portion.
In double portion.
Put together work on
double portion. Understand now we works in double portion. And of counsel.
No
and of power. And the spirit of knowledge.
No
and of fear of God. Then he comes claiming is the spirit. And is not complete.
That's
why he refused to appear.
Yeah.
People who yearn for him. Leave the world of sin. And they come that of righteousness. And they know the judgment. And he remains working. And he
heals,
raise the dead.
Yet
cannot be seen. They can't see him with the eyes.
I've
seen the hand of God. And it vanishes. The hand of God has been there. I have a hand, I'm working. The Bible says
Isaiah 63:11-14,
where is you put his spirit in the midst, who moved his right hand where there was the hand of Moses? Who saw the hand of God on that side?
It's
on the hand of Moses.
Now
the spirit of the Lord indeed, as the Father is, and God the Spirit, even Jesus how it is, that who is God the Spirit, even the Holy Spirit, they make glorious bodies for themselves, and they appear on the throne.
Sometimes
Holy Spirit left his master seat, came on the world, is there,
when we
reach his fullness, enables this work in heavens and earth.
Yet,
manifests in an image like of
ours.
But the word says,
let's make man in our
image, in our likeness.
Let's have
that image and likeness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Aburuganda.
Now, brethren, in the Ezekiel, chapter 8, Spirit of the Lord for shows us,
truly
he has a glorious body he makes for himself. Let us hear how it appears.
Ezekiel esule yomunana n'olunyiri olusooka.
Ezekiel chapter 8 from verse 1.
Awolwatuuka mu mwaka ogw'omukaaga mu mwezi ogw'omukaaga ku lunaku olw'okutaano olw'omwezi, bwe nnali nga ntudde mu nnyumba yange n'abakadde ba Yuda nga batudde mu maaso gange, omukono gwa Mukama Katonda ne gugwire eyo ku nze. Awo ne ntunula era laba ekifaananyi ekyali ng'embala ey'omuliro okuva ku mbala ey'ekiwato kye ne wansi muliro.
How he was appearing, the Spirit of the Lord, we had to understand him. He had an image. From the waist downwards. What is the waist? It's the waist. The waist is on what? On the body. Now the waist was hanging there in space. The Holy Spirit, you see. As you see their fullness, why the time from the waist downwards had made like fire, he had come in the spirit of fear. He appears in the fire form. The power from the spirit in him
makes
a body of fire.
The
version of the fullness of the Spirit. Power flows like rainbow to surround him. And even the clothing for himself. This is what you see here. Right from his waist. Downwards within show for their 24 elders. Here we show you the Holy Spirit. We show you we had a waste.
Can
you have a waste and you have no body?
Ezekiel 8
and verse 2.
Awo ne ntunula era laba ekifaananyi ekyali ng'embala ey'omuliro okuva ku mbala ey'ekiwato kye ne wansi muliro. N'okuva ku kiwato kye n'okwambuka ng'embala ey'okumasaamasa ng'ebbala lya zaabu etabuddwamu effeeza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Akati agamba.
Now he say.
Mukumulaba.
In seeing him.
Ekifaananyi kye yalimu.
Image he was in.
Okuva mu kiwato
kye. Right from the waist downwards.
Alengera omuliro.
He sees fire.
Okuva mu kiwato kye.
Right from waist upwards.
Ng'engeri ya zaabu etabiddwamu
siriva. Gold mixed with silver. These are stones. All of them. A glorious body. But if you want to get that body, which is in the gold form and silver, you get the spirit of wisdom.
It
mixes with the spirit of counsel. Make a stone like gold and silver. The power which flows. Join of the spirit of wisdom in the form of gold. Join them. What do you call that color? Of the spirit of counsel.
Get
a body remain in the form of gold and silver.
We use
the other power of the
seven colors of rainbow.
That we call color musambu is a rainbow. He mixes just. He makes a body for himself. Now people say we ran from chemistry, you brought back us to chemistry. One
day,
I was going to do arts combination subjects.
And
the Spirit of the Lord says, for the journey of heaven had begun. Remain doing sciences. He asked him for what?
He
told me the part you're going to of journey of heaven. It held some of those things.
I remain
doing chemistry very well. When I reached senior five. And I remember the mathematics, physics,
economic and fine arts.
That's PEM.
PEM art.
Art.
Passed
by the way I joined
there.
Told me make the image, we have to draw those images. Why I insisted on physics? Calculations up in the sky concerning the sun and the moon and things there. Creation.
After
you've gotten that
coffee, it's a
new ingredient beyond the wisdom of the Spirit. All the NASA, you will be surpassing them. Mix the right thing. Now you see, me, when I look to God, I look at the image of the body and how he makes it.
Me,
when I read the Bible, I know what he mixes to get that body. When you read, we saw the image of the Spirit on the throne seated.
He
show at the waist downwards, from the waist downwards is fire. Straight, you know that body is the spirit of fear.
That
color in rainbow is.
No
color of rainbow, they are seven. They try to show us power coming from seven spirits of God. How they look like. After he's met inside him, as God the Spirit, he met seven spirits.
If
he wants to make a body,
he gets
power of seven spirits. It mixes them.
Most,
let me tell you one thing.
Here
in Genesis 1, in the verse 1 and 2,
the
Holy Spirit moved out of the depth of the waters,
and they commanded to
separate light and darkness.
Most,
let me ask you a question. If this world created on only water, why do you have stones of gold, of silver, stones of different colors? They came from where? The Spirit hovered on them. When
they
said, let there be lights, powers from him poured on the water.
It
began to mix up. And
this
is this typical chemist.
Don't
ask if they made the world on only water. Why would they get gold from where? Water, does it look like gold?
Silver,
where would you get silver? Does water look like silver? Is it only silver even?
It's
mercury. Diamonds. Many different stones. Even these rocks, do they look like water? Have you seen?
In
the creation of heaven and earth, the Spirit of the Lord is the one who buffed all the water he poured there. When they ask the Father of the streams, who is the Spirit of the Lord, God the Spirit,
he flows
from the throne.
Now
the Spirit of wisdom,
he
pours there the sunshine, the one who foundations and put there the sunshine there. Turning to poured green there. That's most used in creations. Most don't know what's in the ground down there.
Me,
I know the Spirit is the one down in the ground.
Because of, for you,
plants of different colors. What is there?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. That is the living God.
As God's
Spirit made fullness of seven spirits. Power of seven spirits manifest in the color of rainbow. Powers he has then.
He mixes,
make out a body of glorious stone.
Once
fire, he makes a body of fire for himself. And they tell you God is a consuming fire.
Yes, just
put, can find him is a consuming fire.
So
now we shall begin from there. Right from there. And we see power of their spirit. Seven spirits of God. A color of rainbow. And the way it mixes make a body, a glorious body. We can mix
it,
make all four clothing for himself. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.